a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Number two underway here on the Midnight Rider tonight. We're talking preparedness and little things that you can do to get ready. We've learned how to make vinegar, know how to make soap. Those are two good things right there. I mean, you can clean with the soap, clean your body, and probably do your dishes. You can use a vinegar for a variety of purposes, from cleaning to cooking to I mean tons of uses for vinegar. And other things that we've talked about tonight. I had a couple of people ask me about the name of that book that I had mentioned. It's called Herbs That Heal, H-E-A-L, Herbs That Heal. And it's a good book. I mean, it's almost like a physician's desk reference for naturopaths. I mean, it is good stuff. And we've had a copy of it around here for a long, long time. We're talking with Carol tonight, talking about preparedness. And we've got Bill in Arkansas who's been patiently waiting. Bill, thanks for holding. Welcome to the Midnight Rider.
Hey, Michael. Hi, Carol.
Hello, Bill.
Howdy.
Mike, I'm the one that called in about the Battle of Athens, Tennessee.
Yes,
so
indeed.
I've called in your show a few times.
Yes.
Okay. Down here in Arkansas, when I was growing up as a small child, we had a big ditch on one side of the house and a cotton field on the other side. And Mom, You remember the oil cans? They used to be a paper tube with a metal lid on each end.
Yes.
And Mom would have the tractor drivers throw those things out on our end of the field, and we would hoe cotton, and she'd build a fire out of those things at lunchtime, whip up a bowl of batter, and cook flapjacks out there on the ground in an iron skillet over an oil can fire out there sometimes. So we were pouring Joe's turkey.
So it was just an old, used-up oil can, and whatever remnants of oil was left in there is what she used to cook with.
Yeah. I've seen her cook out on the ground in the hot summertime like that, you know, and that's what we'd have for lunch, working in the cotton field down here. You know, but...
Wow.
But until people have lived like that, you know, when it comes back to that, they're going to be in for kind of a rude awakening.
Sure.
You know, and for my part, I'm just stocking up on canned vegetables and just, you know, trying to build up a stock of whatever I might need. And you know, if it comes down to it, it'd probably just be vegetable soup city for a while. You know.
Right.
And,
Vegetable soup city will get you too for a while too. That's not, you know.
Why don't you get a pot, get yourself a couple chickens, and make yourself some soup, and then you could get some beef and can it, because the cans have plastic coating in them now that's really bad. You know, and the soup is loaded. All the vegetables you're buying out of the store now is loaded with MSG. Just about everything in a can.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, hang on just a second. We'll come back on the other side and talk some more. Back in a minute. This is the Midnight Rider.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
If you want to join us tonight on the Midnight Rider, we're talking preparedness with Carol in Pennsylvania, who is a regular participant on the program. She calls in on a regular basis with always lots of good information. We've also got Bill from Arkansas on the phone with us. Now, Carol, I didn't know that there was a plastic lining now
in
these cans.
Yeah, you look in the cans. They're white inside.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was just the white ones, and here I opened a can of something last week, and it was yellow-looking, and here you can peel a coat of plastic in them, too. And
wow.
When that's heated, the I can't remember the name of the chemical, is in the food, and you're eating that. You know, and that's really bad.
And plus, too, over time, the plastic will leach into the
juice. Well, it does when it's heated.
Yeah.
You know, it does when it's heated. So I said, I went out and I bought 15 pounds of garbanzo beans, and I canned those last week, organic garbanzo beans. I said, no more. I don't want anything out of a can if I can help it, because it's bad.
And, Bill, I bet you grew up with an awful lot of canning going on at your house.
At my house?
I was asking Bill. Know you do. But, Bill, I would imagine as you grew up, there was a lot of canning going on at your mom's place.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Carol, does it help to rinse those off before you cook them and like run water through them, run water over them, kind of rinse that stuff off of them?
You mean like the vegetables?
Yes, ma'am.
Out of the can? No, because it'll be in the vegetables. Plus,
okay,
they're spraying
it reaches into the food itself, then.
Yeah, they're spraying MSG on the vegetables now.
Oh, okay.
Too.
And well,
if you can get a garden in.
Yeah.
No, we want you around a while, Bill.
Well, I'm not going to live 800 years or anything, but, you know, I'd like to hang around as long as I can, you know, kind of see how it's all going to go down.
Sure,
but
yeah.
Are y'all familiar with any Cajun people? Michael, you probably know some Cajun.
Excuse me.
I've known a few in my time, yeah.
They're a little bit different. If you've never met or known any Cajuns, I used to work with a Cajun guy. He weighed about 350 pounds. And he said whenever they would get up against it down there in Louisiana that way, they would have something they call poke and grits. You ever heard of poke and grits?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Poke is like a green.
Well, that's not the way he was telling it. He was saying it was. Hello?
Yeah.
He was saying that poke and grits is just kind of like when you poke your feet under the table and grit your teeth. and that's the way they do it in Louisiana, you know. And like I said, Cajun folks down there, they're a little bit different, you know. But
that's kind of like kids ask me, what are we having for dinner tonight? We're having pine floats. What's that? That's a toothpick and a glass of water. Enjoy it.
I just wanted to lighten up the conversation a little bit, y'all. I'm sorry about that.
That's great. That's a great line, Bill. Thanks for calling. I appreciate
it.
Have a good night. Cannon, Idaho, thanks for waiting and welcome to the program.
Yes. My question is storing water. It was like my dad stored some water in the year 2000 in 50-gallon drums. Is that water still good and drinkable?
What about putting iodine? You can always add a touch of iodine, but don't ever put bleach in water.
Yeah, he just stored it in plastic drums, so it should still be good.
Yeah, you can always boil it first if you don't feel safe, but if you could get some iodine, which may be hard to get now because they're taking it or did take it off the market.
Okay.
But iodine, just a drop in there, will purify it.
Is that the same thing I heard you talking about, like your soap and so forth earlier? It's like lye. I mean, I know that's how they like cure olives and so forth. Did they take that off the market?
No, what they do, they strip the lanolin out of the soap. Do you ever take a bath and you itch like crazy?
Oh, yeah.
Well, the lanolin's gone out of it, and... You know, and then, of course, the perfumes don't help any. But you start using, well, that soap, what they said, will help the skin rash, you know, so. Everybody should be planting it. You don't have to even put it in your garden. Put it along, you know, some flowers or something. And
right.
Just throw it in. It's right. Just like when you plant carrots, put a couple tomato plants, because tomatoes and carrots love each other.
Okay. But and back to that water, you're just saying just put iodine in it. And
yeah, just
good,
a little. Huh? If it was me, I would probably boil it if you've had it. I don't know. I really can't say.
Okay.
Either boil it or...
Go get you a Berkey. Just a little gravity feed it.
Well, it's like I heard. It's like you're supposed to kind of like also kind of like if you're going to store water like that, you should like aerate it, like transfer it over to... drum to drum.
Right.
Is that true?
Well,
I think you probably, you know, probably need to change it out on, you know, if you can, or like they say, aerate it, you know, where you keep oxygen in it. Yeah.
Right. Okay. That was basically my question. Appreciate your input and so forth.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right, have a great night, Kent. Let's go to Justin in Tennessee. Justin, welcome to the program. You're on with Carol.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. Hi, I wanted to ask you a question about water. Is there a way that... I apologize if you've already answered this. Usually you can barely pick up your radio station, and I may have missed it, but is there a way that you can take out fluoride out of water?
A Berkey.
Okay. It'll take it all,
yeah,
take all of it?
A Berkey has it with the normal Berkey will reduce it, but they have an extra filter with the Berkey that will take it completely out.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, Berkey, get one.
How do you spell that?
Berkey, or just go to the republicbroadcasting.org website and you get one there.
Berkey, okay, and that'll take out all the fluoride, correct?
Yeah, it takes out
it. Yeah, if you get that fluoride filter, it will, sure.
Okay, well, doesn't that, is that the same one that takes out the MTBE also? I think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, thank you. All right, have a good
night. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, I've got to have a Berkey. That is still one thing that I don't have yet that I've been wanting to get.
Well, you better get one, because I'll tell you, that's all I'll drink.
Oh, I know. I don't buy, I don't drink the water here. And I tell you what, we right around Christmas time, our water here was so cloudy. The lakes had turned over. I know what caused it. But, I mean, it's just awful. And, mistakenly there was a glass sitting, and I just mistakenly picked it up to take a drink that somebody had poured, and I said, no, we're not drinking any more of this. And because we'd gone back and forth between bottled water and other stuff like that, and we're in the process now of getting a Berkey. The wife has Ozarka at the office, which is a lot better than what you've got coming out of the tap, but still I think she's going to get a Berkey as well, too, because we're just tired of, you know. They get us coming and going, Carol. 8 ways to Sunday, they've got us nailed.
Yeah, you said you got a food processor. What kind did you get?
I don't remember exactly what I got her. I know it's got a huge motor in it. That's because she's burned up a few food processors in her day.
I got myself one. Mm-hmm. A nice one. A Cuisinart. Chef's kind.
Yeah.
That baby is powerful, let me tell you.
Yeah, I got her one with a big motor in it, because of the last food processor she had used twice and burnt the motor up in it.
Yeah, I never cared for them until I got this Cuisinart.
Yeah.
Now I need to get a new blade for them. It's like $35 to slice my potatoes to dehydrate them, because you can get the potatoes and start dehydrating those and throw them. I have food-grade plastic gallon or big bags, like 33-gallon bags.
Right.
And I can take and throw them in there and put them in a bucket, and they're fine.
Cool.
And that's... Yeah, if you have that food processor, start. All you got to do is slice those potatoes, and then take and you put them in a little water, heat them up for a minute or two, and then put them in a dehydrator. But you want to heat them so they don't turn black on you.
Right.
And then you can have tons of potatoes for scallop potatoes or whatever. I guess
and not taking up a lot of space.
Right, and you can. I guess you can even do like. I don't know if they'd fry well, French fries. I've never tried them, but you can cut them, you know, like on a slicer and then boil them for, it might be 2 or 3 minutes. Offhand, I can't think. I can get my book here, but, and then dry them, and then you have, I don't see why you can't rehydrate them and French fry them or fry them.
Sure. I wouldn't see why not. I mean, that would be, that, you know, a lot of it, you know, when you're getting ready for this stuff, that's what comes into play is the space.
Right. Right.
That's
my husband,
a big concern.
Yeah, we made tons of French fries for a while, and I don't do them too much anymore. But I just wanted to clue people in on the bleach.
Yeah.
They have that ultra bleach, and that is bad stuff. The only bleach that will kill the nuclear is the regular bleach from years ago. It's hard to come by anymore, but that ultra bleach will not kill it.
That I didn't know.
Okay, well, that I won't even bring it in my house. I would rather do without bleach and bring a container of that in my home.
And because I thought bleach was bleach. That was
no.
No,
it won't kill the nuclear fallout. And if you and try to clean mold with bleach, it'll only make it worse. It will grow.
All right, we're going to come back and talk more with Carol. There's more in that notebook. We're going to find out more. Want to hear from you at 800 813-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Back in a minute here on the Midnight Rider.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Gordy over in the Midnight Rider chat room is saying that you can get the old-fashioned bleach at Big Lots, is what she's saying, is where that can be picked up at. So very cool. There's a source right there, Carol.
Yeah, that's where I buy mine.
Do you?
Big
okay,
Lots.
Good.
Yeah, that's the only place I found it.
Good deal. Let's take another phone call. Don in Oregon. Thanks for waiting. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I can barely hear you, Mike. But I can hear
hello.
I can hear Carol real well.
All right. Well, go right ahead. What do you got?
All right. I'm going to step outside. That'll help me hear better. Nice and cold and crisp out here. Two questions. Well, I'd ask three, but I don't think I want to drag in. Mike Herzog's been saying things. I wanted to ask you about that, but I think I better hold that off the air. At any rate, Carol.
Yes.
How can I use all this borax churning out of the ground down here south of me a little bit? I mean, it's in liquid form. Can I just let that dehydrate and turn that into boraxo and use it instead of bleach?
I don't know if that would do the nuclear. Is that what you mean for?
Boraxo?
Or for clothing?
For clothing, yeah. And I kind of the mind that it has some healing property too.
Do you put it in your laundry? Have you tried it in laundry?
I haven't used. I've been using Braxo for 50 some odd years now, but I haven't used this. It's just free.
Uh huh.
And I'm out here in South Central Eastern Oregon, out in the high desert, and I found a couple of potholes. And I went and I took some water sample. I'm spotting where all the good water's at around here, you know? Yeah, well, the county's 10,228 square miles, and there's only 7,000 of us out here in the county. So I'm out spotting things. And I found these potholes boiling up with this water in it, and it had a special smell to it. And I thought, so I tested it, and it's got Braxo in it.
Huh.
So, you know, at any rate, I thought, that's... Now can I make some Braxo? And the only way I know how to do it is just kind of let it dry out, dehydrate.
I'll tell you what, I'll write that down and I'll find out for you.
I appreciate her.
Okay, let me just get my pen here, my trusty pen, and I'll find out what we can do with it.
And I have
you have to send. You have to send me some.
Well, what I'll do is I'll just get jugs of it, and I can put them out here in the back shed, you know, and if somebody wants something, I'll send it off to them.
Okay, Braxo. And it's in a liquid.
Yeah, it's just the potholes. We're living on top of an old volcano.
Oh, wow, that ought to be good stuff.
Yeah.
That ought to be awesome. I'll find out what all you can use it for and how.
I have a question for Mr. Chambers too.
Yes, go right ahead.
You know Josh Reeves on Global Reality?
I do indeed.
He brought up a topic the other morning. He's a new host. I hadn't listened to him before, but he brought up a topic that had to do with and I wrote it down and saved it just for you. The Council for National Policy.
Uh-huh.
I don't know nothing about it per se, and I don't know nothing about this thing he was talking about, Project Bluebeam, but he made mention of the fact that Dr. Jerome Corsi is part of that. And Dr. Jerome Corsi shares some things going on with that Project Bluebeam, purportedly, along with Stanley Monteith and Dr. Paul Roberts and Ron Parsley and all of them. And I was kind of wondering what's up with that.
This is a group, because just kind of following what Josh has talked about, this is kind of a right-wing version of the CFR. You've got a lot of religious type leaders in them, Pat Robertson, James Dobson. These people are more and more turning out to be people that look like kingmakers. They tend to meet in secret. Up until I think about 2002, 2003, maybe up to 2004, their memberships and programs were published. Since then, they have not been. Cheney, I think, was their last speaker at their last event that was held out in. I think it was in Salt Lake City, but not a lot of media coverage involved with it. According to Josh, basically it's WorldNet Daily who gets it, gets the coverage. Basically, what I know about the Council for National Policy is what I've heard from Josh, and how involved people are with that group. Could they have been invited as speakers and their name be on a list somewhere? That's always possible. Could there be active members in it? That's always possible. Again, I don't know.
Okie doke. If it ain't one thing, it's another.
Well, that is indeed true. And, I mean, that's something that we've got to be careful about, is we've got to make sure, you know, that we know who everyone is and what everybody's doing. I kind of look at it, you know, from a glass half full standpoint. You know, if they've got nefarious purposes, but at the same time they're going to help me in one area, I'll take the help they can give us. And
yeah.
In the case of Dr. Corsi's you know, exposed an awful lot of stuff and has brought a lot of information to the masses. And I mean, I enjoyed his book, Late Great USA, and I enjoy having him on. And I can see his paradigm starting to shift. I've interviewed him probably half a dozen times over the last year, and the way Corsi sees things is slowly starting to change.
Well, I you know, my idea is survival, and you know. I think it takes a little bit of moderation in whatever you do, including one's thinking about, you know, what they used to do.
Yeah, so. Get it while the getting's good. That's all you can. We'll be back in just a minute with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
Back here on the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Glad you're with us here on this Monday night. We're talking with Carol in Pennsylvania about being prepared. And, you never know when something bad is going to happen. A lot of people say, you're just been overblowing it. Let me tell you, if you get yourself into a situation, whether it's weather-related, I mean, there were folks here literally in Oklahoma just a few years ago, recently, well, we had an ice storm. And some of the areas here in Oklahoma, in this ice storm we had like in 2003, were without power for months while they were literally going through and rebuilding the electrical lines and putting poles back up instead of burying the cable like they should have. And these people would have been lost had they not been prepared. And many weren't, but those who were better prepared fared better. And you never know when something bad's going to happen. That may not, whether it's the economy crashing, a natural disaster where people can't get to you for a while, you know, this is an insurance policy. What you prepare, what you put up, keeps and ensures that you and your family are going to eat. And if nothing else, be able to take care of yourself and, you know, get your first aid stuff together, all of that. So, hey, if somebody gets hurt, you can help them. And so you're covered all the way around. I had mentioned this as one of our sponsors here earlier in the program, Freeze Dry Guy. And his website is freezedryguy.com. And his number is 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663. And he's got a great website. If you've not been there, go check it out. He pays the freight within the lower 48 states. And tell him you heard about it on RBN. But I wanted to get you the website out and the phone number since we had mentioned it earlier. And he's a nice, good sponsor here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And we're talking with Carol. Carol, anything else in that magic book of yours?
Well, last week I was at the chat line. And I think her name was Avery Jane. Is that her name?
Okay, right.
And you were talking about fanny wipers, toilet paper.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they said, oh, the softer the better. Well, the softer the better, the more formaldehyde you're getting into your body.
Right.
And same with fabric softener. I don't use it. You use that fabric softener on your sheets. You're absorbing it into the pores through your skin. So softer isn't always better. The same with Kleenex.
What about baby wipes, Carol?
Those, you can make those.
Right.
You know, and I don't know what's in them. I never read, but you have to watch. You know, you got to watch everything today. But
yeah, I know there's lanolin in them. Some there's lanolin, and I know there's some water. And then some even are fragranced. We always bought the unscented ones.
Right, that's the best, yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, my girlfriend bought me some new dish towels for Christmas here about 2 years ago, and, you know, you could take it. All the new clothing has formaldehyde. That's why you get that smell in them when you buy them. You think they're new, or they are new, but she bought me dish towels, and I learned you take and you soak them in vinegar water, and, you know, that didn't touch them. But the cotton coming in from India now is loaded with pesticides that they're making our towels with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what it is, Carol, is the all the formaldehyde is in the plastic wrapping.
Yeah.
In all those clothes, and they wrap those clothes with that plastic hot.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to work in a retail store in the receiving department, and I tell you what, you spend a day sniffing that stuff, and you've had it. I mean, it is you walk out of there head pounding, all of that, and it is no fun to deal with. I mean,
and get your blood checked, and you're probably loaded with it, you know.
Oh, yeah. You never know.
Uh-huh.
Let's take another call here. DJ in Illinois, thanks for waiting. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to hear you, Carol. And
hello. Thank you.
You're a lady after my own heart, with the exception of building computers. But anyway, there's another advertiser on Republic, Lee's Fountain of Youth. I've been there. It is well worth checking out. You can learn how to do it by hand. With one person, it usually is better with two people. It's an understanding of the bodies. He says the body's energy or the universal energy. I more likely describe it as the body's electrical system.
Right.
But anyway, also, there are some... If you get the real pure organic coconut oil,
uh-huh.
It doesn't spoil.
I know, and I can't eat it. It makes me sick, the smell.
Oh. For those that can, though, I mean, you know, it'll hold a lot longer than even your best olive oil.
I make my own coconut oil, and it's pure that it's... I just can't use it.
Oh, man. Anyway, you guys were talking about the different, or the one fellow that called in was talking about herbs and stuff for, he had asthma.
Uh-huh.
There's a rosemary Gladstar's Herbal. is a book that is very comprehensive.
Uh-huh.
And there's another guy named Stephen Buhner. It's B-U-H-N-E-R.
Uh-huh.
And he's got several publications that are extremely well-researched. Herbal antibiotics and sacred plant medicine.
Uh-huh.
And he's very good. Also, I can only say this as what I know someone else does. And, of course, you have to make sure you're not allergic to it. But my sister has asthma. And she cannot use any inhaler, any prescription. Her body reacts horribly to it. There are two species of essential oils that she uses, as well as a blend or two. And that helps open it up and relax it.
And what is it? Marjoram.
But you got to watch the species on it. The only brands that we have found that she can successfully use would be the...
Young Living?
Yeah. Well, the Young Living is the best one.
Uh-huh.
But that's a different species than the one in some of the other ones, like your now and that. But the other ones are not organic as well.
Could you make a tea out of it?
No. We do like a makeshift aromatherapy.
Oh, okay.
Where she keeps it in a container. She keeps the little bottle of essential oil in a container, a big prescription bottle.
Uh-huh.
And you get enough of the oil atomized in the air around it that when she starts feeling it tighten up,
uh-huh,
she sits down if she can. Otherwise, she takes the lid off and puts her mouth tight against it and sucks the air,
mm-hmm,
that has that atomized oil in it. And if there's not enough in there, then, you know, you just take the cap off and breathe it. You can actually pull enough. You don't dare get a drop of that up in your nose. One drop, and you will be hurting for hours.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people that have heard of essential oils, Carol, it sounds like you're probably familiar with it. But anyone who has not been, you got to learn how to handle them. You cannot touch your eyes. The real deal cannot be diluted by water.
Mm-hmm.
It will drive it in. But there are amazing things that can be done. And we've had phenomenal things happen. I know a gentleman who also used that particular species that the Young Living has. You cannot make any medical claims for Young Living oils.
Uh-huh.
They absolutely forbid that.
Yeah,
this fellow said that particular one, like I said, it's a different one. Just because somebody says marjoram doesn't mean it is. Just because someone says basil oil or oregano oil doesn't mean it is. You got to watch your species.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And your varieties. And well, I'm not saying that to you, Carol. But, I mean, anyway, he was having real nasty chest pain. And he put 4 or 5 drops directly over the heart. And I was told firsthand that within half an hour, not just the pain, but the pressure was gone. The reason being that particular oil goes to the involuntary muscles, and it basically gives it part of what it needs to feel better, or
very
to
cool.
You know, to do what it needs to do. I mean, there is no such thing as a cure.
Mm-hmm.
It's just basically giving the body what it needs, or getting out what's in the way. I'm hopping up and down on the soapbox here, but.
That's all right.
You were talking about bleach, too.
Uh-huh.
Farm supply stores.
They have the regular bleach, too?
You should be able to find it there. You'd have to ask for sure.
Yeah,
you should be able to find it. Sodium, I think it's, sodium hypochlorite?
I don't know about that. I just know that I get my bleach at Big Lots, but I won't use the others at all.
That stuff is wicked.
Yeah.
Well, that'll make you real sick, even breathing it.
Mm-hmm. It's bad.
DJ,
sure
good point.
Wait,
go ahead and finish up, Carol.
You sure don't want to put it in your clothes and wear it.
No.
That's for sure.
That's like wearing underwear that's been washed and tied. Not a good thing. No way. DJ, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Bill in Idaho, thanks for waiting. You're on the program.
Is that me?
That's you. Go right ahead.
All right. All I heard was a beep. I didn't hear the name. Okay. I just wanted to put my 2 cents in and offer you a few suggestions. You said you were planning on getting a dehydrator.
I already got one.
You already got a dehydrator?
Yeah.
Okay. A couple of things that I found are extremely handy, and you can get them real cheap. One is a rival slicer. You can get them off eBay for like $10. Right. And it's hand crank, so you don't need power. And you can cut up potatoes, apples, I mean, whatever you want to cut up. And it's real easy. You can set the thickness. It makes that slicing a real easy job, because they just slide right through.
Excellent.
And
yeah, I have a rival slicer, but mine's electric.
Yeah, you can get the electric one, but you know you're up now around $30-$40.
But
the electric is good too. As a matter of fact, I might get one for this summer.
Don't do like I did and stick your finger on it, cut the tip of your finger off either.
Oh no. That hurts.
Yeah.
I was a building engineer in Vegas, so I was around a lot of kitchens, and I saw their nightmares that they go through in there. Another thing is a corn shucker. A lot of people don't think of that. See, now I have dehydrated probably I'm guessing 800 to 1,000 heads of or ears of corn, and they get really compact.
Right.
And then after I shuck them, or we treat them and shuck them, then I dehydrate them and I vacuum pack them into meal size packages.
Sure.
And that's a really great way of saving the corn.
Right.
And there's one more thing I wanted to touch on is the amount of time left is not being mentioned a lot. I don't think we've got a lot of time left.
No, I don't think we
do. I think everybody needs to really get to stepping and fetching on this stuff. Because,
yeah, I agree with your assessment. And, I mean, really, we don't know when the bottom of this thing's going to
come out. No, we don't.
It could be tomorrow. It could be 2 years from now.
Yeah.
On the outside, but I don't see that we're going to get more than a couple of years out of this before the bottom drops out. They've got too many balls in the air they're trying to juggle now, and to have one of those drop, the whole thing is going to cause the whole thing to come crashing down.
Yeah, and somebody was talking about water earlier. Water is water. It's either in liquid or it's in gas. The problem is what's in it.
Right.
So that's all you got to worry about, getting what's in it out or killing what's in it to keep from getting sick. And one final thing before I leave, there's a website called survivalcenter.com, and it's a massive survival website. It's worth going and looking at.
I think I've seen that one. That's a good website, yeah.
Yeah, it's huge. It's really, really big. But anyway, that's all I had, so I'll get out here and let somebody else have a turn.
All right, Bill, thanks for calling in. Great points and great call. Let's go to John down in Texas. Thanks for waiting. You're on the Midnight Rider with Carol.
Well, good evening, Mark and Carol.
Hello.
What do you know about making wine?
Wine?
I had an uncle in West Texas who used to make wine out of Welch's. He'd buy Welch's grape juice, and then he would put yeast in that bottle of grape juice, and it would ferment. And I remember the bottles that he was using, he would cover with a balloon, because as that fermentation process takes place, the liquid expands, and then I remember him saying that after the liquid is expanded, it'll go back down into the bottle. It'll, will concentrate again or whatever, I don't know. And when the liquid goes back down in the bottle, then it's ready.
Wow.
Have you ever heard of anything like that?
I heard of the Italian ladies here used to do that where I live, but I've never made wine.
Never have made wine?
No, I've got lots of grape juice that I squeezed out and put in my freezer because it has higher C content than oranges, but I've never made wine.
Yeah, he'd, around Christmas time, he'd always bring a gallon jug of it over to our house and give it to my parents, you know, for a Christmas present. And, from hearing him talk to my parents and stuff, he'd have, 25 to 35 gallon jugs up in his attic.
Wow.
And let them sit up there, where it's warm and gets real hot. And it took, a minimum of 6 months, for
wow.
this process to take place. But he'd do, mix it up or whatever at the right time of the year and leave it up there for about 6 months. And then around Christmas time, it'd be ready and...
Be raring to go. John, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. We're going to take a break. Final segment around the corner here on the Midnight Rider.
Attention. This is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Few minutes here on the Midnight Rider tonight. Tomorrow night, we're going to get into a full-blown coverage here of Super Tuesday and how Ron Paul fares. Got a good shot in Alaska, Montana. and has fared fairly well in a couple of other states. A couple of southern states he's doing well. I think he's doing decent in Georgia. And there's a couple of states where he and Huckabee are neck and neck. And so tomorrow's going to be interesting. Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Georgia, Illinois, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Missouri, Montana, New Jersey, New York, North Dakota, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Utah, and West Virginia. And Ron Paul had a rally earlier this evening in Minneapolis. 4,000 people turned out. Very cool. And so get out and vote tomorrow. I think that's a key thing. And Carol, you've been involved with your meetup group there in Pennsylvania.
I only got out there once, Mike.
Only got out once?
Yeah.
It's kind of hard. It's kind of hard to keep up with all that. I've been a member of the meetup group here, and because I'm either on the air all the time or producing a radio program, I've not gotten to participate with them, and I wish I'd been able to have done more.
Yeah, my brother went last week, and he said it's grown. Like, the first when I went, there was like 9 of us. Now it's up to 18 or something.
Wow. Now, what is your primary?
May.
May? Okay.
Yeah.
So a little bit of ways, and so you guys got some time, and I know everybody here in Oklahoma has been hustling to try to get everything ready, and so I've got a date at the ballot box at about 7:30 in the morning.
Oh, you got to vote tomorrow, huh?
Yeah, tomorrow's our day here in Oklahoma, and I'm kind of excited about it. I'm looking forward to it. You know, it's the first time, Carol, I've ever donated money to a campaign. It's the first time on the radio I've ever talked about a candidate as far as saying this is my guy. I've never done that before. This is the first guy that's come along in a long, long time that when he talks, he makes sense.
Yeah, I have a little food for thought. I won't air it, but I would like to talk to you.
Okay.
You know, off air because, just a thought.
Just a thought, okay. All right. We're gonna have to have you back on again.
Yeah, I got lots. I haven't, you know, still, there's so much to learn. You know?
Yeah, there is, and it's amazing how smart the audience is, too.
Yes, nice people, lovely people.
Yeah, and a lot of good information, and I like how it flows back and forth, and, you know, you give a tip and somebody calls in and gives one, too. That's always really cool, and working together, we can make this all happen on a number of levels.
The first gal that called in, I wouldn't mind if she had my home phone number because I could probably tell her some things that would really make it easy, like how to make potato flakes, you know, and different things that are easy to do that everybody likes potatoes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, fry them up, whatever you got to do with them. That's, you know, mashed potatoes. That would be
don't,
so you
don't,
make you
don't mash
you
them with the butter in. And
no.
Dehydrate.
No.
Do that. I did.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can't do that with the butter in them. You got to have them just mash them.
Yeah. Well, I like good mashed potatoes, and I don't mash mine with margarine. I mash them with butter.
Me too.
I don't go for any type of margarine anymore. You know, I'm just at the point. Hey, if somebody's concocted it in the lab, I don't want any part of it.
Nope. That went clear back to Napoleon, wasn't it? The margarine.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
ways and, back.
Yeah, during the French army were the first to start making rations that soldiers could eat in the field and put them in big glass jars.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we've come a long way. Carol, thanks so much for being on.
You're welcome.
It's been a blast, and we'll do this again. We'll do this again. I had a good time, and I think the audience did as well. Folks, find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. That's why we're fighting. To save this country. Everybody, go vote tomorrow. If you're in a Super Tuesday state, get out. Get it done. We'll see you tomorrow night.